from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
As we begin a new Sefer, a new book of the Torah, Sefer Shemot, it's good to take a look at the entire book as we begin and try to understand what is this book about. But even if we go a step back, we can ask ourselves another question. What's the point of having different books? If the Torah wants to tell us a story beginning with creation and ending with Moshe and his death, then why isn't there just one volume? It would be about 250 chapters. And it would encompass the entire story. Why are there different books? What is the nature of each book? So the Ramban already set up for us the notion that the books have their own purpose. There are Chamisha Chumshei Torah. There are five books of Moses, the Pentateuch. And each Chumash, each one of the five, each Chomesh, each fifth, has its own beginning, middle, end, its own theme, its own ideas. The question is, Exodus Volume 2 or Exodus Part 2? Exodus Volume 2 or Exodus Part 2? In other words, is Exodus simply a continuation of Part 1 of Genesis, or is Exodus a separate volume? The Ramban, Nachmanides, was one of the first to look at things in general, much more broadly. Rashi tends to look at things verse by verse. Ramban often has a more sweeping view. And there he says that this is the Sefer HaGeulah. It's the book of redemption. Redemption has to begin with Galut, with exile. So it goes back to Parsha Vayigash, where the Jews came down to Egypt. It mentions who came down and the death of Yosef, which were already mentioned in the previous book, because we must mention how the Galut began, because this book is about Galut and Geulah, exile and redemption. Then it outlines the exile, the experience of Egypt, the slavery, and then the Galut. 10 plagues, then splitting the sea, the receiving of the Torah, and then the building of the tabernacle. How does it all fit together? He says, what is Geulah? What is redemption? So I would say, oh, redemption, everyone goes back to Israel and follows the Torah. So he says, well, this book doesn't go to Israel. They don't make it to Israel in this book. So then what kind of redemption is it? He says, no. True redemption is to return to the place and to the space and to the level, the ma'ala, the level, the spiritual level of those who came before us. If Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were in the sort of redemptive state, if you can return to that state, you've made it. What is the state of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? The Midrash Rabbah says, the Avos, Hein Hena Merkava, the forefathers, they were a chariot for God. If you have a chariot and someone sits on it, so to speak, the forefathers are the chariot and God sits on them. He dwells with them. When the Jews reached that level, that they not only got out of Egypt, which is just the first stage of redemption, and then they got the Torah and God dwelt on Mount Sinai, and then they built a tabernacle, which according to Ramban is a fulfillment of a daily experience of Sinai. At Sinai, God descended on the mountain with clouds. In the tabernacle, God constantly descends upon the tabernacle, dwells in the tabernacle permanently. And when the Jews, as a nation, reached a level which individually Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov reached, which is to have God dwell with them and on them, then the Jews have been redeemed. It's strange because Ramban in general has a tremendous focus on Eretz Yisrael and the land of Israel and its centrality in what it means to be a Jew and what it means to have a covenant with God. But here he defines Geulah and redemption differently. Yes, you want to go back to Israel, but if you go back to a place of Mishkan, of Tabernacle, of Sinai, of God's dwelling with you, you have reached the ultimate level. Now, according to Ramban, what is the relationship with the previous book? So it's a little unclear. The previous book seems to have been about the Yetzirah. It was about the creation of the human being. And what is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? What did that have to do with creation? Well, he created the Jewish nation and all the forms that the Jews would follow, all the patterns we would follow. Maseavot, Siman Labanim. The actions of the forefathers are a sign for the descendants. So it set up all the signs, the early signs, the creation of the signs of the future. And this book is to live out those signs. Abraham went down to Egypt. We go down to Egypt. Abraham came out of Egypt with great wealth. We're coming out of Egypt with great wealth. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had God rest on them. We're going to have God rest on us well. So the relationship between them is that the Genesis is a beginning and a hint to the future. This is the actual playing out of that future. The Genesis was about the creation of a human being with whom God rested, our forefathers. And this book is about returning to that space and that place and that concept that our forefathers represented. The Netziv, Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the 19th century great rabbi, the head of the Volozhin Yeshiva, said that the Bahag, the Baal HaLachot Gedolot, Rabbi Shimon Kayara of the 9th century, he said that this is simply called the Sefer Sheni. It's just the second book. It's like part two. It's the second book. If the first book was about the creation, but we know from the first book that there's a purpose to creation, it's Behi Baram. God created the world for the hay. If you want to make a little joke or pun, for the Hebes, for the Jews. He created the world so there would be a purpose, so there would be some individuals in this world who would care about God and share that with the rest of the world. Well, it's in this book that purpose of the world comes to fruition, where the Jewish people receive the Torah, and through receiving the Torah, the purpose of the world comes to fruition. He doesn't elaborate as much on the tabernacle, but receiving the Torah seems to be the pinnacle of the book. And by receiving the Torah, we fulfill the first book. So part one, create a world. Part two, fulfill its purpose. And that's what this book is. It's not volume two, like the Ramban says, a book of redemption, a different book. But it's part two from the original creation. The Akedas Yitzchak, the Rabbi Yitzchak Arama, who lived in the 15th, 16th century in Italy, exiled from Spain. So he says a lot of things, and if I was able to glean properly from what he said, I would say the following. Number one, he says, since in part, next week's Parsha on Va'ira, it says that ultimately that it says actually in this Parsha, chapter 3, verse 5, that God comes down to bring you to the land, to verse 8, to a good land. In other words, God's purpose is to bring them to the land of Israel. So this book is about bringing the Jews to the land of Israel, and there the Jews can fulfill the ultimate purpose, and there we can see whether indeed we follow the Torah or not, and it will be determined if we are able to really live up to the human potential. So it's a book about the redemption, but not redemption, just the spiritual redemption, which Ramban mentioned, but the physical redemption as well, to go to the land of Israel. The Akedas Yitzchak also mentions that this is the book where the chosenness of the Jews comes to fruition, because it's true Abraham and Yitzchak were chosen, but it's really through the 10 plagues that were chosen, through the Exodus from Egypt that were chosen, through the Mount Sinai that were chosen, through God resting with us that were chosen. So it's really a fulfillment of the chosenness of the Jewish people, the chosenness of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in volume 1, perhaps part 1. In part 2, you have the fulfillment of this, and the fleshing out of what it means to be chosen and to be loved. Exodus, is it part 2 or is it volume 2? According to Ramban, it's volume 2. It's a separate volume where we bring about the ultimate human being in a new kind of way. According to the Netziv, it's part two. It's the fulfillment of the purpose of the creation in the first book. And according to the Akedas Yitzchak, it's more of a sort of a Zionist manifesto of getting us out of Egypt, and of course, ultimate purpose is to go to the land of Israel and there to fulfill our purpose and our mission. And that's our charge, that's our command. Indeed, the books do have different purposes. They have a structure, they have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And our challenge as we read through Shemot is to determine what exactly is this book. Is it part two or is it volume two? Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thanks to each one of you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth El Emeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. And please join us again. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.